Okay, overview of the text. So the text is often called, isn't it, the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So it's a set of instructions, it's practical, I mean, it's an inspired utterance by Shantidevi, but it's meant to help the people that he was talking to and people who subsequently read it. It's a set of instructions for developing the awakening mind. It's even, you could see the whole text as a guided meditation. Some aspects of it are very imaginative and some aspects of it, you know, are kind of very reflective guided meditations on how to become a bodhisattva. So it's both very inspired and inspiring, it's very poetical, and it's very practical. And, you know, its purpose is to enable us to tread that path, to give birth to the awakening mind, and to radically transform our whole life. And you could say it falls into sections. It falls into preparation, the Bodhisattva vow, the establishment of the Bodhisattva vow, through the six perfections, and then the dedication at the end. And that's a kind of framework that, if you read a book about the Bodhisattva ideal, not just Bhante's book, you know, that's a framework that the Bodhisattva ideal falls into, the preparation which gives rise to the Bodhisattva vow as the aspiration aspect of bodhicitta, and then you need to establish that in your life through the six perfections. So the Bodhicharitara has, as we know, 10 chapters. And the first three involve with preparation. So you have that wonderful chapter on the benefits of the awakening mind, praising the thought of enlightenment, to get you kind of in the mood, as it were. And then chapters 2 and 3, the disclosure of evil, or the confession of evil, and then the full acceptance of the awakening mind, are the verses of the puja. Then chapter 4, sometimes called conscientiousness, is trying to maintain your bodhisattva vow. He's trying to give us a pep talk in that chapter, not to fall back from the vow we've just taken. That vow isn't yet established, so it's kind of fragile. We could fall back from our bodhisattva vow. And then the next chapters 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 are devoted to the perfections. So chapter 5, called the Guarding of Awareness, is essentially about the perfections of Dana and Sila, although he's really talking about guarding the mind in this chapter. We'll come on to that in a moment. So he doesn't go into the perfection of generosity in any great detail. You know, that's done kind of elsewhere in Buddhist texts, you know, who you give to and how you give and what you give and so on. He doesn't really go into that in that sort of detail. And in a way, dana, I suppose, is expressed in the offering section of the puja, in the bodhisattva vow itself, in the dedication, you know, that kind of giving. So he mainly talks about the nature of guarding of awareness in that chapter on dana and sila, giving and generosity, giving and ethics. And then he devotes a chapter to kshanti, or patience, a chapter to virya, a chapter to meditation, and a chapter to wisdom, the remaining perfections. And we end with the dedication, which is sort of transference of merit, again, a very beautiful chapter. So that's the outline of the text. So chapter 1, praising the thought of enlightenment, the benefits of the awakening mind, or praise of the awakening mind. So just to say that, I should have said this before, but the seminar, The Endlessly Fascinating Cry, was based on Marian Mattock's translation of the Bodhicharitara. That was what was available at the time. Since then, of course, there are other translations available, and I think in the movement we're familiar with Batchelor's translations, which we came in contact with next, and then Crosby Skilton. Crosby, Stills. Kate Crosby and Andrew Scott. There are other translations now that I'm not familiar with, but you may be. I know there's one by Alexander Berzin, which you can get online. Pema Chodron. Oh, it's in a book as well. Who's that? Sorry? Wallace, yeah. Pema Chodron. I don't know what she uses as a translation for her. She uses Pavlikara. So there's lots of translations. I haven't read them. You may have done. That's fine. I'm familiar with Mattox, Batchelor and Crosby School particularly. Yeah, so the first... So people call these chapters different things, so I'll give you Mattox, Batchelor and Crosby Skilton's, how they call their chapter headings.